Thank you for joining the Path audiobook series, where we follow the life of Neo, an African girl who navigates the challenges and obstacles in her path of purpose. This is an autobiographical fiction by Dr. Muthoni Omuhango, and we hope you learn great lessons to apply in your life's journey towards becoming. Today's chapter, Would Have Regrets, is brought to you by African Christian Authors Book Award, South Africa Chapter. This is an author's program seeking to recognize, celebrate, and promote quality in Christian authorship in Africa.
Neo's life was more stable than any other time since her high school graduation. She was steady in her faith and focused on her life's goals. However, being a single mother of two was not easy. On the day she took her daughter, Amo, and her niece, Saima, to school, she was overwhelmed by emotion. She had spent the weekend before shopping for their school uniform, books, and other requirements. Amo and Saima were about to embark on their first day at a new school in Eldoret, and Neo was determined to ensure it was a memorable and successful start. The sun painted the city in hues of gold as Neo navigated her way through the bustling streets. Her energy was fueled by a mixture of love for her daughter and niece and an unwavering determination to provide for them. Neo worked two jobs during the week and rested over the weekends, but that weekend was reserved for a special purpose, preparing Amo and Saima for the school journey that lay ahead. With a modest budget in hand, Neo started by visiting open-air markets, scanning racks of second-hand clothes for the perfect clothing items. She was on a mission to find something that would make Amo and Saima feel proud and confident on their first day. Neo's eyes lit up as she discovered stockings, shorts, scarves, gloves, jackets, and other items that perfectly fit her children. They might have been pre-loved, but to Neo, they symbolized the beginning of Amo and Saima's educational adventure. Next on the list were school uniform and supplies. Neo guided Amo and Saima through aisles of textbooks, exercise books, pencils, and colorful backpacks, explaining the significance of each item. Their excitement mirrored Neo's determination, as they carefully selected everything needed for a successful school year. Neo felt a mix of pride and joy watching her children's eyes light up with enthusiasm at the prospect of learning and growing. However, the weekend hustle wasn't without its challenges. Neo encountered moments of uncertainty, especially at the uniform supplier's store, as she calculated prices and made tough choices between wants and needs.
"Why are things so expensive?"
Neo muttered to herself as she reflected on how her parents would send her and her two sisters in school with all requirements met, and still afford to pay a whole year's school fees for all the three children at once. She wished she had that kind of wealth to treat her babies as they deserved. But there she was, stretching the budget to ensure her babies had the basic needs met. School fees would be paid in monthly installments as she could not afford to pay a full term at once. As she continued reviewing items based on her lean budget, each decision was made with Amo and Saima's future in mind. As the sun dipped below the horizon, Neo, Amo, and Saima found themselves back at home, surrounded by bags filled with the fruits of their labor. The school uniforms hung neatly, and school supplies adorned the kitchen table like treasures waiting to be discovered. Despite the exhaustion, Neo couldn't help but smile. She knew that every sacrifice and two jobs were worth the joy in her children's faces. The weekend hustle wasn't just about buying school supplies, it was a testament to a mother's love and determination to give her children the best start in life. On the first day of school, as Amo and Saima proudly donned their uniform and shouldered their backpacks, Neo stood by the door of their house, a mixture of emotions in her eyes. Her little girls were ready to take on the world, armed with excitement, determination, and a mother's unwavering support. The weekend hustle may have been tiring physically and emotionally, but the rewards were immeasurable. The future was filled with possibilities for the young girls, and a bond between mother and daughters was so strong that nothing could break it. The two cousins, Amo and Saima, wide-eyed and clutching their backpacks, entered kindergarten and the lower primary school respectively. The vibrant classrooms echoed with laughter and curiosity. They would later make new friends, explore colorful classrooms, and encounter enthusiastic teachers. The exciting adventures in their academic journey had just begun. On her way back to town for her to get back to work, Nia reflected on how she had ended up being a single mother at such a young age. In her teenagehood, she had envisioned her 20s to be much more different. As she sat in the public bus, she was lost in thought.
I've always had a passion for learning, and my insatiable curiosity would have led me to pursue a master's degree in business administration. The pursuit of higher education would have been a stepping stone to my grand vision. The world of academia would have been my playground, and I would have immersed myself in the intricacies of business strategy, leadership, and innovation, ultimately attaining my PhD before my 30th birthday.
Nia thought to herself, tears welling up in her eyes. Her mind was a whirlwind of emotions, memories, and unspoken pain. The weight of unspoken words hung in the air, creating palpable tension. She took a deep breath, hoping to regain control over her emotions. The rhythmic swaying of the bus became a dance that everyone on board reluctantly participated in, their bodies swaying in unison with every twist and turn. The scent of various perfumes, the murmur of strangers' conversations, and the occasional laughter of children created a symphony that filled the cramped space. Nia, amidst the sea of people, couldn't help but observe the diverse tapestry of lives unfolding around her. She wondered what each person's story was. Were theirs as dramatic as hers? She was lost in thought again.
By this time, I would have cultivated my entrepreneurial dreams. As a visionary at heart, I would have founded a startup to revolutionize sustainable banking solutions in the Christian landscape of the country. My business acumen and ability to marry innovation with practicality would have set me apart in the competitive startup landscape. Maybe my days would have been a whirlwind of classes, business meetings, and late-night strategy sessions. My financial solutions business wouldn't have stopped at startup. I would have diversified my interests, venturing into industries that align with my values and vision for a better world. From business consultancy initiatives to community-driven financial training and solutions and grants foundation, my business would have become an empire and made a positive impact on both the business landscape and communities.
She continued her thoughts, gazing past the window of the bus, into a distant location. Nia sighed in resignation. In her early 20s, she would not have been just a student or an entrepreneur. She would have been a force reshaping the narrative of success, proving that the intersection of academia and entrepreneurship could give rise to a new generation of leaders who dared to dream big and make those dreams a reality. She would have found her Prince Charming at around age 30, a successful and equally ambitious and God-fearing husband for herself. Their love story would have unfolded against the backdrop of crashing waves and golden sands, culminating in a beautiful beach wedding that would have marked the beginning of a journey filled with dreams, mutual support, and a shared purpose. But there she was, with what of regrets. Those dreams were long given up. How did she get there?
We hope you enjoyed this story. We express our gratitude for following yet another episode of the Path audiobook series. Join us for the next and last chapter, Purpose is a Journey, Not Destination. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review at www.kenyaclc.org or on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Spotify, and other audio platforms of your choice. The social media handle is at CLC Kenya. May God's divine intervention enable you to recover the years lost. He is the God of restoration and redemption. May you fall in His loving and capable hands today. May the good Lord see the desires of your heart to reclaim what has been lost, whether through missed opportunities, wrong choices, or challenging circumstances. May He unleash His power of restoration upon your life today. Amen.